Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay, the headlines. Campaigning for second phase of Lok Sabha polls in full swing, leaders of various political parties hold multiple rallies. President Draupadi Murmu to embark on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand starting today. Cluster of earthquakes strike Taiwan last night, strongest measuring 6.1. IMD forecasts heat wave spell to continue over East India during next 4 days. And in sports, Tulika Mann advances to semifinals of Asian Judo Championship 2024 in Hong Kong. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls is in full swing. Campaigning for this phase will end tomorrow. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. Polling for this phase will take place in 89 constituencies of 13 states and union territories. In Rajasthan, 13 Lok Sabha seats will go to polls in this phase. BJP, Congress and independent candidates have put their all efforts into the election campaign. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in Uniyara of Tong Sawai Madhopur Lok Sabha constituency this morning. BJP has made extensive preparations for this meeting. Our correspondent reports that many other leaders of BJP and Congress will also campaign for the party candidates.
The Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma will participate in various campaign programs in Pali, Sirohi and Dungarpur districts. Film actress Kangana Ranaut will lead road shows in Pali and Jodhpur, Jaisalmer and Badmer cities in 2 days. Former Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Shivraj Singh Chauhan has a program to address a public meeting in Chittorgarh constituency. From the Congress, State President Govind Singh Dotasara will hold 2 public meetings for party candidate in Tong Sawai Madhopur seat today. Former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot also has a program to campaign at various places. RLP leader Hanuman Benival will campaign for Congress candidates in Jalor, Sirohi and Ajmer constituencies. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day visit to Chhattisgarh from today. During his visit, he will address 3 public meetings in various Lok Sabha constituencies of Chhattisgarh. Today, he will address election rallies in Shakti in Jhansgir Champa Lok Sabha constituency and Dhamtari of Mahasamund Lok Sabha constituency. Tomorrow, he will hold a public meeting in Ambikapur of Sarguja Lok Sabha constituency. In Maharashtra, senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address a campaign meeting in favour of the BJP candidate Anup Dhotre in Akola this afternoon. The Congress has fielded Dr. Abhay Patil. Former MP from Akola, Advocate Prakash Ambedkar, who is heading the Vanchit Bahujan Aghari, is also contesting in this constituency. A total of 17 candidates are in the fray. As Kerala gears up for polls on Friday, all the major political fronts are in the heat of the final campaign, with the presence of national leaders and star campaigners. Senior BJP leader General V.K. Singh campaigned for NDA in Aluva yesterday, while more BJP leaders expected in Kerala for the final leg of campaign. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will campaign for UDF in Chenganur and Wayanad today. Congress leader Sachin Pilot will also participate in various election programs in Thiruvananthapuram today. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan will attend the election event in Kannur today. CPM leaders Prakash Karat and Brinda Karat also campaigned for LDF yesterday. The Athingal Lok Sabha constituency in Kerala is one of the 20 constituencies in Kerala that will go to polls in the second phase on the 26th of this month, along with all other constituencies in the state. Campaigning for the Athingal constituency is in full swing. The 3 major political fronts, BJP-led NDA, Congress-led UDF, United Democratic Front, and CPIM-led LDF, Left Democratic Front, are intensifying the campaign. We have a report.
The Athingal constituency in Thiruvananthapuram district in Kerala is one of the tightly contested Lok Sabha constituency in the state. 7 candidates are in fray for the Lok Sabha seat. The main contest is between the NDA candidate and Union Minister V. Muralidharan, the UDF candidate and sitting MP Adur Prakash, and LDF's V. Joy, MLA from Barkala Assembly constituency. Preparations for the polling are in final leg in Nattingal. 1,423 polling stations are there in the constituency. The total number of voters are 13,96,807. Nattingal's political history has been marked by unpredictability. In the 2019 general election, Adur Prakash from UDF defeated A. Sambath from LDF. CPM leader Sambath had won the seat in both 2014 and 2009, pushing the UDF to the second place. The UDF secured a vote share of 37.87% in 2019, while LDF garnered 34.07%. The Bharatiya Janata Party also made significant strides, with Shobha Surendran boosting the party's vote share from 10% to 24%. In 2019. This time, all the three major fronts had intensified their campaign with frequent presence of national leaders and star campaigners. While the UDF tries to repeat their victory in Nattingal, LDF sees this as a crucial battle to reclaim the seat. Meanwhile, the NDA candidate is hoping that the central government initiatives will ensure the chances of victory, making the contest more tight in Nattingal. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
In Telangana, a total 144 candidates have filed 169 nominations on the fourth day of filing nominations yesterday. With this, a total 209 candidates filed 325 nominations so far in the state. In Madhya Pradesh, 127 candidates are left in the fray in the third phase of Lok Sabha polls. On the last day of withdrawal of nominations yesterday, 14 candidates withdrew the nominations. Meanwhile, 47 nomination papers have been filed by 28 candidates for the fourth phase so far. Meetings of star campaigners have been held in the election campaign in the state. We have more from a correspondent.
BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda will be on a visit to Tikamgarh, Rewa and Satna districts of Madhya Pradesh today. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will campaign in Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. State Congress President Jitu Patwari, former Union Minister Arun Yadav and Rajya Sabha MP Vivek Tanka will address public meetings in favour of Congress candidates in Raisen and Narmadapuram districts. In the second phase of voting to be held on 26 April in Madhya Pradesh, a total of more than 1,11,62,000 voters will cast their vote. Voter information slips containing QR codes have been distributed to more than 1,10,39,000 voters by the Election Commission. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
In Gujarat, a total of 266 candidates will be in the fray for Lok Sabha elections and 24 candidates for the by-elections in 5 assembly seats in the state. The polling will be in a single phase in the state on the 7th of May. In Assam, a total of 47 candidates will contest the third phase of Lok Sabha elections. Four seats will be covered in this phase. Five candidates withdrew the nomination papers yesterday. After the withdrawal of nominations, 12 candidates are contesting in Kokrajhar, 14 in Barpeta, 13 in Dhubri and 8 candidates in Guwahati. The nomination for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls will end on the 25th of this month, while the nominations will be scrutinized the next day and the candidates cleared will be allowed to withdraw the candidature by the 29th of this month. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024. A special program on the general elections every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand starting today. She will grace the convocation ceremony at the prestigious All India Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS Rishikesh as the chief guest. Amidst her itinerary, there are plans for a rendezvous with representatives of Paramarth Ashram in Rishikesh and a serene attendance of the Ganga Aarti in the evening. The Indian naval sailing vessel INSV Tarini returned to her base port at Goa on the 21st of this month after a historic trans-oceanic expedition of nearly 2 months' duration. The expedition took place in double-handed mode by Lieutenant Commodore Dilna K. and Lieutenant Commodore Rupa, women officers of the Indian Navy. The Navy's women officers' journey marks a historic milestone as they become the first from India to accomplish such a feat. In some international news, in Taiwan, a cluster of earthquakes struck the eastern parts of the country last night. According to the National Center for Seismology, NCS, the strongest registered a 6.1 magnitude on the Richter scale. The epicenter of the earthquake was located at 28 kilometers south of the city of Hualien at a depth of 10.7 kilometers. The half dozen other tremors range from magnitude 4.5 to magnitude 6, all near Hualien. There was no immediate information of any damage or casualties. The Chinese authorities have arbitrarily detained over 1 million Uyghurs and members of other minority groups over a period of 5 years, between 2017 to 2023. This was revealed in a report released by the United States. The 2023 Country Reports on Human Rights Practices issued by the U.S. said that the genocide and crimes against humanity have taken place during the year in China primarily against Uyghurs and members of other ethnic and religious minority groups in Xinjiang. Back home, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heatwave spell is likely to continue over East India during the next 4 days and expand to more parts of the region from tomorrow. Heatwave to severe heatwave conditions is likely to prevail in isolated pockets over Gangetic West Bengal. IMD has forecast heatwave conditions in isolated pockets of interior Karnataka, Odisha, East Uttar Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The maximum temperatures were in the range of 42 to 45 degrees Celsius over most parts of Odisha, Rayalaseema, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Southwest Madhya Pradesh, Telangana and coastal Andhra Pradesh. On the other hand, the weather office has forecast heavy rainfall over northeast India till tomorrow. On to sports. In judo, India's Tulika Mann has advanced to the semi-finals of the Asian Judo Championship 2024 in Hong Kong yesterday. The Indian judoka outplayed the number one seeded and reigning Asia champion Kim Ha-yoon of South Korea in the women's 78-kilogram quarterfinals. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Mumbai Indians by 9 wickets at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. Chasing a target of 180, Rajasthan Royals overhauled the target, reaching 183 for the loss of only 1 wicket in 18.4 overs. Early opting to bat first, Mumbai Indians posted 179 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. With this victory, Rajasthan solidified their position at the top of the points table with 7 wins from 8 matches. Mumbai stands 7th with 3 wins from as many matches. Rajasthan spinner Yuzvendra Chahal created history by becoming the first bowler ever to scalp 200 wickets in IPL. Chahal achieved the feat during the first innings against Mumbai Indians. Chennai Super Kings will take on Lucknow Super Giants at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to V.C. Pramod.
Thank you, Abhishek. Congress moves election commission on Prime Minister's speech, calling a spade a spade. BJP leads the Times of India. The Tribune, citing a Goldman Sachs report, says India's GDP to pip US by 2075. Israel's military intel chief quits over failure to stop October 7th attack, reports the Hindustan Times. The Asian Age, quoting Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, says, every soldier a devata for Indians. Venkaiah, Mithun, Usha Utup get Padma Awards, reports Business Standard. On the Lok Sabha polls, the Statesman writes, Election Commission takes steps to mitigate risk due to hot weather conditions. And finally, all the papers carry stories of D. Gukesh becoming the youngest world championship contender in chess history. King at 17, master of 64 squares, writes the Business Standard. A young knight who has the armory to reign supreme, says the Hindu. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Pramod. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for second phase of Lok Sabha polls in full swing, leaders of various political parties hold multiple rallies. President Draupadi Murmu to embark on a 2-day visit to Uttarakhand starting today. Cluster of earthquakes strike Taiwan last night, strongest measuring 6.1. IMD forecast heatwave spell to continue over East India during next 4 days. And in sports, Tulika Mann advances to the semifinals of the Asian Judo Championship 2024 in Hong Kong. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.